Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to my scissor brother, Jeremiah Watkins, part four. My favorite part of the interview was talking about Scissor Bros reuniting on the movie set of Downtown Bus with Danny Trejo. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight. It's a bit of a reunion. Welcome back for the trillionth time. My scissor bro, Jeremiah Watkins. I'm missing my pair of scissors. Yeah. Whoa, look who has them.
Oh, wow.
It is a reunion.
Wow, indeed, brother.
And on the tail end of a very positive week that we had the other week.
An incredible week.
Want to let them know?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What happened?
Well, okay. You know, when we ended the Scissor Bros podcast, one of the things that we promised you all was that we were going to be doing other things together in the future.
Yes.
And one of those things came to fruition. We put out that good energy out there.
We wanted to do sketch comedy or some kind of character comedy.
Which you still owe me at least one sketch.
I know. But we wanted to do sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We put it out there and, you know, the scissor gods came together. They united. And actually somebody, a scissor sibling, put us in a movie with Danny Trejo and Eric Roberts. And that's the facts, Jax.
Scissor Bros definitely hitting the silver screen. And shout out to the homie Kyle for link. I had a DM by him and I didn't know. It sounded like, because you get random, you know, we all get random DMs all the time. And the way he made it seem like was, I thought it was like a student film, like this guy from UCLA.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until you kind of mentioned it, you're like, did you get some kind of film offer?
And I'm maybe,
but it didn't sound real to me.
So when I signed up to do this movie, they went through my manager and stuff, and they booked me for it, and they offered me this role to be a doctor for a couple scenes in this movie. And when I started talking, I went live on Instagram, and I mentioned I was excited because next week I was going to be shooting something special that I couldn't really talk about yet.
Yeah.
One of the people, Kyle, in the live mentioned like something that only somebody producing the movie would know. He knew the name of the movie. I was like, how does he know the name of the movie? I was like, yo, DM me after this IG Live is done.
Oh, because he just randomly was in your IG Live. Gotcha. I didn't know that.
So then he goes, yeah, we tried to get Steve, but I can't get a hold of him. And I like turned white. I was like,
yeah, because
I called you immediately.
I know. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude,
of course. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. Because who books things? I didn't know you could get a movie off Instagram.
Well, They went through
or
my
like a DM.
If you had,
I don't have a manager.
I know. If you
that's
had,
why.
If you had a manager, they would, or yeah. if you had a website, they probably would have gone through that. So you know what I mean? So he probably didn't think to email. He maybe emailed the stevieweebyshow@gmail.com.
Right, maybe not.
I don't know. He could have just DM'd you and then been like, oh, I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah.
And then moved on to the next person.
That's crazy, man. I can't believe it.
But I hit him up. I was like, oh, I think he's available. Let me.
I was scrambling. I hit him. I was on it.
I called Steve right away. I was like, dude, please respond to this guy. This is actually legit. Like,
that was a great experience, wasn't it?
Dude.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Come on, dude.
It was actually really, really surreal to be on a movie set with you.
And just seeing Danny Trejo just when, in the hospital bed.
When we walked in, we were both like, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
We were excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was, there's a scene where I kind of like, he was, I don't know if he had tidy whities, but.
I saw his balls.
I know, I was going to say, I might have seen his balls.
I saw Danny Trejo's balls. And they were big.
Yeah, but he's a
big
short.
Pelotas.
But he is a short guy like me.
I know.
He's a
he
small.
He was swinging. He's Machete a, is swinging,
grandes,
dude.
Grande,
he is.
Grandes huevos.
I'm a grande.
Grande.
Huevos grandes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
How are you doing with the transition away from Scissor Bros? Like, how has your life been and as far as, like, your dealings with just life and humanity?
It sounds like a classic Stevie Weeby where you're asking me you can get to your answer, brother.
No, I'm doing a hypothetical.
Yeah.
This is all like the old Sister Bros format.
I know. I
so
love it.
So did you
Stevie hypotheticals.
So what's it been like?
How do I phrase this? It's good. The transition has been good, mm-hmm. but it was bumpy at first, you know? It's bumpy at first because you and I did something together that I will always forever be proud of our body of work.
Not only that, I didn't realize how much of an impact, how it really affected. I thought people liked it, but I didn't realize how there's some that really liked it.
Some
hardcore fans, and I'm realizing, whoa, with just me, because I didn't do it personally to it, you know.
I know, yeah.
This was my own choice, yeah. But I didn't realize by my absence,
mm-hmm.
it really affected the way they felt about just not only me, but the whole thing
of
Scissor Bros.
I tried to relay it to you as much as possible when I would come back off the road, because that's where I would see it firsthand. I would get to feel the connection between people, and they would tell me so mm-hmm. sincerely how much every Friday Scissor Bros meant to them.
Yeah.
So I would try to tell you that, but like you can only you know soak up so much of that secondhand of me retelling
right.
connections of people who are like looking at me and being like, dude, I genuinely love you and Steve and the energy that you guys are putting out
yeah.
there and stuff like that. So you know, it's understandable that you like were not completely aware of like
no
you know,
I mean
of like how
I
like the show is affecting
understand,
sure
but unless
sure.
I'm there with you.
Yeah,
you
get little glimpses like when
like
you
when
do the live shows.
Yeah, when we did our Scissor Bros live.
Yeah,
I got it then. Yeah. But now I'm still getting this energy of it's either I really miss Scissor Bros like mm-hmm. crying emojis or mm-hmm. you ruined my life and you ruined my Fridays. I will never support anything you do. I'm not going to watch anything you do. So I'm just kind of putting it in, and I understandably so. I understand where that comes from, but I can't. I mean, they're going to feel the way they feel.
You know what
so.
We got to do? We got to scissor away that negativity. All right, brother?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Are you doing
14,
it home with us?
15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
We hope you are.
20, 21.
Please don't be mad at Steve or I anymore.
24.
We're doing our best, guys. We're living our lives.
28,
We promise you. 30. We promise that we'll do. Yeah. That we're still gonna get together like we said that we were going to.
But we have. So you do. You haven't got anything like that.
I didn't say that.
I just kind of spilled the beans. Okay, give me one.
Okay, here's an example.
Yeah, give me one.
This one, and I told you, I'm pretty good at looking at comments over the years with kind of like a producer hat on, being like, I can separate like what I need to hear for a show to grow versus like, this is somebody just upset about something.
Right.
This one hurt a little bit. I recently did SOS VHS. And you know how that's in the Bad Friends
universe.
Oh,
what do you call them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so funny. Fun. Thank you. I was hyped on your hair and makeup.
The makeup, yeah. My friend Lenny, she works at the Comedy Store, and she does special effects and creature makeup. She killed it.
Even like the little... The old man hair. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So there's a comment on there that said, I haven't watched anything with Jeremiah since Scissor Bros ended. This is like seeing an ex-girlfriend out in public. And that one hurt pretty bad.
Whoa.
That one, I was like, first of all.
So you're getting him too.
Yeah. First of all. I understand, like, that the show ended and it was meaningful. It was meaningful to both of us.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I am a little bit surprised by some people being like, I don't want to support future endeavors.
No, but that's what I'm getting.
I know.
Nothing you do, I'm going to support from this point on.
Yeah.
Because you hurt me so much by leaving Scissor Bros.
Right.
And then I'll give one more example, and then we'll put it to rest.
And then we'll switch to the
positive. We'll switch it to positive. Is someone made a compilation of, like, I guess I was on Sarah Hyland's podcast. I don't remember saying this. I didn't say anything personally bad towards you. Just like how I felt about it towards the end. And
sure.
He made a compilation of it. And the very end was like me taking you down in the bowling alley and getting you in that headlock.
Oh, I mean, that's not fair.
I know.
That's not fair.
But this guy, and then he put it on like all of the Reddits. Like he put it on like the Tiger Belly one, the Bad Friends one. And then, you know.
I had to get off Reddit. I can't do it.
I can't do it anymore. I can't.
But that's not fair. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When a show goes on.
I can't do it.
For as long as we did, where we did literally hundreds of episodes, you can manipulate the edit to look however you want.
This is when I was on Sarah Hyland's podcast.
So it was just one podcast?
Yeah. He just clipped a bunch of, like, he was clipping stuff about, like, me. Like, I guess I was saying I wasn't having fun towards the end of it.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't say anything like derogatory towards you or Ryan. It was just like,
yeah.
And then he did a whole thing. And then at the very end, it's me taking in.
Well, either way. So, I mean, it's like.
It's okay.
I'm just saying you can edit whatever to become negative.
So that guy really was a fan, though.
Hey, to clear the palate, I got your Red Bull, buddy.
Yeah,
you got it. Yeah.
It's a Red Bull morning. It's a Red Bull morning. It's a Red Bull morning.
You got the flavor I like too,
it's
brother.
A Red
Thank
Bull
you.
Morning.
Here we go.
I do miss some of the challenges.
Pop that open behind the camera.
I do miss the challenges, though. I guess my favorite challenges of Scissor Bros, I like the crocodile one.
Can you open it?
No.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I like the crocodile one. You know, where it was like where we pulled the teeth out of the crocodile.
Of course, classic.
I like the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Of course. That was your brainchild.
And then the enema one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some of your favorites?
I made a pretty, like, in the season finale episode that we did, I did a pretty comprehensive, we both did that pretty comprehensive list. Where I was like very thoughtful about it, so it's kind of hard to think about it in the moment right now because I kind of took the time to do that with that episode. But I mean, it's more. Sometimes it was more the fun that we were having. Some of it didn't even make it into the actual episodes. It was the ridiculousness around
Just like when we were fucking around before the camera started rolling?
It was us being naked off screen while there was a guest on the other side or something.
We're like... You'd be naked a lot.
Yeah.
Like in that garage.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
your naked ghost haunts my garage.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I did tell you the other day that every time we pass by a garage, my older son goes, Steve? Anytime we walk by somebody's garage that's open.
So it made that much of an impact because I was there every
hours.
Hours.
Dude, we would do 5-hour chunks every Monday or Tuesday, which is, for podcast recording, is actually pretty intense. It really is.
Like what? Like
for
the regiment?
For one episode, we'd do 5 hours.
What was I going to say? I miss the ad reads.
Those are fun because that was the closest
like,
that we were
the
doing
ones
the sketches.
When we're putting wigs, like
dude,
when we're putting the wigs on,
of course.
The Lisa Ling and
of
the
course.
And then when
Cindy Ling,
I miss all that.
Yeah, because we do that. We do a lot of the ad reads here.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. Remember we had to set up here.
We'd shoot a lot of them, and we'd almost be crying, laughing, shooting them, and when I would go to edit them, like it just so ridiculous, so fun.
Yeah. And then didn't we do a Rastaman one with the pipes?
Oh, freeze pipe, yeah.
A freeze pipe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I want to give a few updates from if people are tuning into this episode. The people ask me all the time, and I'm sure you get them, and maybe you forget to answer them.
Yeah.
And we can go over some of that. Little updates since Scissor Bros, like just to catch you up on what's going on in both of our lives. Steve did go back to the dentist, and I'm insanely, insanely proud of him. And look how clean his freaking teeth are. I mean, and I don't know if you're willing to with your phone.
No, they can see.
I mean,
they're white. They know they're white.
They're very, I'm so proud of this guy for going back to the dentist.
Yeah.
Not only did he go to the dentist, what I'm proud of.
Take it easy there, though.
He got a car.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll just leave it at that, though. But I don't want to know. I don't want to let them know what I'm driving, what color it is.
Why would I dox you, brother?
Oh, don't dox it.
Just because I accidentally did that one time.
Yeah.
I accidentally did that one time.
Not only that. Okay. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something that's crazy?
Well, yeah.
So, my neighbor has a security camera.
Oh, no.
In the front.
Okay.
And so... there's instances where we have people going through our mail now, not just different people,
just like random street people.
But I think that he thinks, because I've been getting a lot of Scientology protesters, so he thinks that the Scientology people hired these people to go through my stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, yeah.
Do you think that's there's truth
so that's
in that?
Why I'm like really I'm trying to be very I appreciate the kind words as far as I'm having fun.
I'll be
driving.
Vague. I'll be
yeah
vague.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I'm really trying to be wary about like because that there's things going
dude,
on around.
You
there's
act
things
like
going
I was
on
about
the
to read the VIN number on your car and the license plate.
No, I didn't.
It's this color.
I'm just being
you
safe.
Can see them between
no,
these locations.
I'm just being safe. I'm just being
safe.
I'm just being safe.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, was it weird when I drove to
Steve drove us
to the movie shoot.
To the movie set.
And then you got to relax. You know what? I'm glad because you've driven me so much, brother. I was more than glad. I was happy for me to see you relax finally in a car because you're usually one driving stressed out. And when I would look over, I'm like, oh, he's relaxing. He doesn't have to. Yeah. And
you drive pretty good. Sorry, I couldn't get that out. You drive pretty good. Yeah.
Timestamp. Edit.
You drive pretty good.
What?
You only scared me a couple times.
But say it with more conviction.
Okay.
Do I drive oak?
Yeah.
Let's take a chance. Do I drive like an Asian guy?
Like
an Asian driver?
I don't know exactly if it's that bad.
But
I think it's Americanized Asian.
It's an Americanized Asian driving.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh.
There's a little bit of herky jerkies in there.
Can we
a little
do
bit.
The Chinese action?
No.
I mean, please. I mean, just for old time's sake.
No.
Just do like. do the Chinese, like me, like as
yeah,
as
when
a
when the camera's not rolling, you know I got you,
I
brother.
I know, but you can't do it. Can I do the eyes real? No? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
How many times did I ask you to do that at Scissor Bros?
So many times. And you did it on Stand Up on the Spot.
I would do it at live shows. I'd go, just do it, Jeremiah.
I know.
Do the Chinese voice.
Another thing that I'm proud of this guy.
Easy there. Easy.
No,
easy.
This
okay.
is all good
okay,
stuff.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because I want anybody who's tuning in, anytime, you know, without getting too philosophical, anytime something is... that is perceived negative or like a downer, you know, for example, like Scissor Bros ending. Some people found that a big downer, right? There's a lot of positive that came out of it. And one of the things that is positive that came out of it is I was trying to get Steve to Twitch for years.
Yeah, I just got affiliated.
I know. Yeah, I'm freaking proud of you, dude.
Finally. It happened.
All of that is great
stuff.
That's
good stuff. Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, but a lot of people that are like on the other side of like, you know, I guess the troll side, they won't give me any of that credit. Like they won't even give this credit that I've been doing my own podcast for like almost 400 episodes my own.
It's awesome.
But they won't give me that credit. They'll be like, you know, and that kind of hurts me because it's like I understand I'm Bob's little brother, but it's like they're making it seem like I'm like living outside his castle waiting for like grain to rise. Like, oh, Bobby, give another grain, please. It's like, dude.
Another vlog, please.
Another vlog.
Please, will you guys?
But the vlogs do help.
Oh,
the
I know they do.
The
I
vlogs
know
do help.
They be killing it on that channel, brother. I've seen those views spiking as soon as that
happens.
Yeah,
the vlogs do.
You got to get that Lee Brother content.
The vlogs do give me a spike.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
But not like, you know, like, yeah, I'm trying not to like take things too personal.
You should, and that's you know, I've always said that is to not listen to the haters or the trolls because they don't have your.
Oh
back
no,
anyway.
I'm off of Reddit now. I can't look
good.
At it. I can't even look.
See, another good thing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be. Happened. Yeah, I'm not gonna be on there. So you guys, I'm not gonna be on there. I'm not looking.
Yeah, honestly, the only thing like, and I feel like we covered it pretty well in the last episode, but I wanted to make sure. With that last episode, that everybody knew that you and I were always still going to be friends and
dude,
work
we just
together.
Kicked
and
it. We just kicked it the other day.
I know.
We were on set for 8 hours.
I know.
Chilling.
It was so fun.
Chilling.
Dude, Steve almost got knocked out on set.
Oh, can we talk about that?
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve was supposed to do this pratfall. Okay.
They kept throwing me into random things. I was so confused. I thought I had one scene. And they're like, Steve, can you go around the corner there and peek out? When I tap you on the shoulder, can you peek out and then react? It's like, I thought I had one scene. Why do I walk?
That's a good sign.
I know,
is when they're adding you to scenes.
I know.
That means they like you.
I know, but like, there's at a point where I like took this medical folder, like I'm actually filing paperwork. Do you remember that scene? I'm like, I had to act like I'm filing like medical papers.
Dude,
it was crazy.
He did this. Okay, so one of the scenes he had to do was when Danny Trejo's in a coma and Eric Roberts is like talking to Danny Trejo while he's asleep. Steve comes in as the nurse to check the vitals and to check.
Don't be careful of your wording, dude.
Check the thing, you know, the fluids to make sure that Danny Trejo's getting his fluids right. So he does the you know, he's checking, he's flicking the thing. We just had a ghost interference happen on the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this has happened before with Scissor Bros too, where we have to finagle it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a weird technical difficulty or something. But you podcast long enough and the technical difficulties will find you.
Do you remember, since you brought that up, there was an instance towards the beginning when we didn't have like editors where you stayed up all night. Do you remember that night?
That was horrible.
Where sorry.
It was absolutely terrible.
Me and Craig had to drive to your place.
I had a meltdown.
Like at 4:30 in the morning.
I had a meltdown.
That was crazy.
I literally looked at you and Craig, and I go, I don't know what to do, because I had to board a plane in an hour.
Oh, that's right.
I literally ran out of time to upload it. Craig, I don't. You're the only person who remotely knows how to do this. Yeah, is it, like, can is it you
the
come?
Format, like the file format? Like it was something technical.
It was
right?
my computer wasn't beefy enough to export it. Oh, it was like it was,
right.
And then I had to yeah, I had to buy a new mm-hmm. computer after that. I literally was like, oh, I'm buying a new computer. This is crazy.
It's
I will never
of that
allow
that.
Yeah, I got
that
like,
example.
I try to learn from my mistakes quickly.
Oh, dude,
I try.
Now you got the Tron computer.
Yeah, it's good now.
It's like. Done. Yeah. So going back to, we're back on the film set.
Good sound effects, brother.
You like that?
Yeah.
Back on movie set, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Commence story. So,
IV.
So, Steve keeps flicking the IV and doing the thing, and he keeps getting different notes from the director and stuff. And then after all the takes, I go in front of everybody, I go, and the Academy Award goes to Steven Weaven.
And my face turns so red. How dare you? I was so nervous because I was just trying to get through the scene.
You know,
and I was so nervous.
Dude, you know that you're doing well on set when people are laughing at what you are doing behind the main action that is going on. You're just like, you had this like great look about it. And it's a comedy, so they wanted it to be funny. So you're just nailing it.
But that was, when you said that, I got self-conscious. I go, oh no, I'm blowing it. Because Jeremiah said it in front of everybody. Like the AD was there, the extras were there. He goes, and the Academy Award goes to Stevie Weaver.
And then, but you know, karma, you know, I was joking around. Karma came back to bite me. I leaned up against, do you hear that?
What? Yeah, hello?
Holy moly, guacamole.
We got intruders.
Dude.
Breaking in.
You gotta move, brother. What the frick is going on?
Did you hear her?
I thought somebody was getting stabbed outside.
I know. So tell the camera what happened just now. Without laughing, dude. Seriously. This is crazy.
We hear a scream. At first, I thought it was a cat or a dog. And then I was like, oh no, that's
a
person.
Hear that?
Yeah.
It was my neighbor Marcella.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had jumped the fence, and there was an open apartment complex unit.
Yeah.
And then they broke into that unit, and there's a, and then outside of the door, there's a black hiking backpack fully loaded.
Yeah.
Like John J. Rambo style. Uh-huh. Like Burt Reynolds in Deliverance.
Yeah,
like.
A-team.
And then I like that because you don't use this tone a lot. You use the cop tone. Hey, we're going to call the... You use like this deep voice where you go, hey, I gave you 5 minutes to leave, man. We're going to call the cops.
Yeah.
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 So maybe it is time.
I mean,
to,
I was ready to start.
Dude.
My adrenaline started going.
Your adrenaline... So we thought it was scary because we didn't know.
I literally thought a person was going to pop out behind the door going.
They still can.
I know.
We don't know where they are. Jeez. So what can we talk about now? I thought we're having a positive time on the movie set. And then it's like, Steve, help me, Steve.
I think we're going to have to do just 5 more scissors just to clear the air.
Wait, hold up. Do you hear that?
No.
You know what? People might think I like live in a crazy. They might think I like live in like a crazy ass area.
Hey, Steve, I don't know how to tell you this.
I do.
You do. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Oh.
Oh my God. It is crazy around your
home. Oh, wowzers. You know one of the final reasons why I moved out of this area. You know that, right? Do you know the story?
No.
One of the final... So I used to live right down the street from Steve.
Literally 3 or 4 blocks
down. He used to walk over to my place, yeah. Okay, we woke up one time to a literal dumpster fire. You know the expression? A dumpster fire? Like you woke up to a dumpster fire? Like, we woke up to a literal dumpster fire. Somebody crazy... Lit.
This is this area.
Uh-huh. Somebody crazy lit our dumpster on fire, and my neighbor happened to be walking his dog at like 6 in the morning, and he's like, hey, get out of here. And then they called the fire department.
This is right in front of your unit?
Yeah. And the fire department, they said, if your neighbor would not have been walking his dog and saw it, all of these cars would have blown underneath the carport. And my car was right there.
What?
My car, I used to park right next to the dumpsters.
What? Really?
Yeah, that was one of the final things. It was like, we're going to move a little bit further south because things are starting to get a little like crazy in this area.
Why is it?
It's Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
So anyway.
Because, you know, we had, you know, Maya was pregnant and like, yeah. Like we were like, know, I just wanted a little bit more of a safe environment for her.
You know what's so surreal is like we're podcasting. So it's like it kind of takes you out of the podcasting zone.
Yeah.
When I heard her, like, because I could hear the urgency in her voice.
Oh. Oh, that took you out of podcasting? Me too, brother.
I know.
What the frick? My adrenaline is off the freaking charts right now.
I'm
going to have a huge dip later. If somebody comes through this door right now.
Well, it was really dark and I thought it was like, speaking of Gollum, cause you just played him.
Yeah.
I thought that there was like, he was doing the Hunchback from Notre Dame thing. Cause I saw like this white kind of thing.
Yeah.
Blanket thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was hunched over.
Oh, I was looking everywhere because hiding?
You had your flashlight.
I went full cop mode. I had my flashlight. I was shining it everywhere.
That was scary.
Yeah.
You know, now I think about it, since I'm out of it, I think that once she yelled when we came out, the person freaked out, hopped the fence.
On the other side?
On the other side.
And that's the noise we heard?
Yeah, that's the noise we heard, and they left their backpack behind.
Oh.
Because that...
Let's go get it and go through it on camera.
You want to?
I think that's asking for trouble because they're probably going to come back looking for it. They should just grab their bag and leave.
Then they have a reason to come to this place.
Yeah, we don't want to attract any more...
I mean, unless you want this to turn into The Hills Have Eyes Part 3.
Dude.
Or like,
if that person comes through your floor in the bathroom...
Dude, please don't put that out in the universe, dude. Dude, please don't say stuff like that. What? Through that? When I'm taking a shit? I want my bag back.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to bring a bag in here.
Can I tell you another time when this this bald black guy came in here and he actually walked, he like came back here and he actually left his bag in here? And just walked out, and we caught him on camera. And I actually, because it was right in front of my door, and it's in a vlog. And when I opened it, there was just like a toothbrush, and like a snack, and like a shirt, or like just basic items. So I'm like, oh, this guy's like has some kind of mental. He forgot that he actually put this here.
Right.
He's just a normal guy with some kind of mental condition. Ooh. So yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm a bit freaked out right now.
Hey, this is new.
I like that little change.
Hey, this is new.
Yeah, it's
comforting.
Little, yeah, it's like Coca-Cola. Yeah, I got
it's like
this.
Some pack, it's like some packing kind
yeah,
of
I
paper.
Got it at Manimo Japanese.
I like it a
lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, I just scotch taped it on here. Let's do a couple more scissors, huh? Let's do 10 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Comment below if you're still with us and if you've experienced now the power outage that happened on the camera.
Yeah.
One of Steve's neighbors getting accosted.
So there's a power outage. The card was corrupted or something happened. And then the second thing is my neighbor, I thought, was under attack. There's a break-in.
You know what that means?
There's, dude, it comes in threes. There's going to be a third one.
No, didn't we? No, we did the three, right?
What do you mean? It was that. That happened first.
Okay.
Right? And then there's going to be a third thing that happens before you go.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to grab the bag.
We're not grabbing the bag.
I know.
But now, you know what? Now I can't help but think and wonder what's in the items inside that bag.
Then go get the bag.
What? What?
No. Do you want to go get the bag?
No. Because that's when you're asking for trouble. Right?
Now you got me curious what's in the bag.
I know.
We'll leave it out there. We'll leave it out there.
But do you think that made good for a good podcast?
I mean, well, now everybody's curious what's in this freaking bag. Are you sure it's that bag hasn't been out there?
Dude.
That's got to be their bag.
That's not Marcella. That's Marcella's courtyard area.
Then go get the bag. I know. We got to put it back. Dude, yeah.
If there's a gun or something, dude.
Dude, if you play that would be so crazy. You're like, thumbnail.
There's like an AR, an assault rifle.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking Chosung Wee Virginia Tech kit in there.
Yeah.
With like a ski mask. And there's like grenades. Dude, I don't want to find out,
bro. Okay.
God.
Okay.
And then you know what would happen? This would be the third whammy. I'm like, all right, okay, let's open the bag, guys. And it's like, knock, knock, knock. And it's the fucking.
Oh, if we had it in here while somebody's knocking on the door, you're freaking me out, dude. That sounds like the beginning of like a thriller.
M. Night Shyamalan fucking movie, dude.
Yeah.
Where they come from a different dimension, like looking for their bag. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, dude, you got. They're like, well, why did you take it?
Yeah. It wasn't yours to take.
You failed. And then the music.
Yo, yo.
In an alternate dimension. They picked up the wrong hiking backpack. And now they're going to have to pay. And it's going to turn into like Saw. Oh, my God.
I want to play a game.
Now, who do you think owns that backpack? What do you think the person looks like?
Someone not level-headed.
Yeah. Will you quit playing devil's advocate? Should I grab it?
Well, you keep building it up. Go run as fast as you can, get it, and then come back.
My heart rate is beating so fast now.
Just in case.
For those of you who think that I'm leaving off my brother's dollar, look where I live in fucking a third world country here where there's fucking homeless people and fucking hoarders and fucking.
The sound guy's like, hey, 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 hey.
Dude, they have no idea where I'm at.
Yeah.
Dude, did I tell you that one guy that we caught on camera too? He had like a sharp ass fucking like. He had a fucking shank that we caught on camera. He was like this white guy with fucking long hair. And we saw him coming through the camera like going like this with the shank. And I'm like, that's just fucking great. And I was playing Destiny that night. And thank God I didn't answer the door.
Mm.
Because this fucking guy with the shank.
Yeah.
Rearranged all my items on the side of the building here like fucking crystal meth fucking garage sale style.
Okay, let's get an update on that. What have you heard from your landlord as far as like some kind of payout or something to move? Nothing?
Nothing.
They are waiting for you to move then.
Yeah.
And that ain't happening. Steve is waiting on that check. He's waited this long. I mean, and I get it. You've waited this long. You gotta wait. You gotta keep dealing with
all eyes on Staza, not Gaza. Staza. Mm-hmm. Stevie ain't leaving. Mm-hmm. All eyes here.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not leaving.
No,
they're
no.
going to have to pay me.
I know.
I'm not leaving. I mean, look, you would think that after tonight, I'd be like, okay,
yeah.
here's my final deposit.
I know. I thought you were going to be Stevie
yeah.
Levy, but no,
yeah.
no, no.
The only, okay, so I'll leave if a couple, like, if different, if like someone.
Can we do a sketch called Leave It to Weeby? Black and white?
Now, were these kind of scenarios?
Now Weeby.
Like, if someone, like, stabbed me in here, like, let's say I got, like, shanked or something, and, like, I was in here, and so I would
if
move.
If you got shanked.
Or if I got, okay.
Do you know how poetic that would be? If you got shanked, they would be getting stabbed with scissors, brother. That's happening.
That's a goddamn fact.
I got
it?
You. I got you.
So I would live here. I would leave here if someone, like, physically attacked me or, like, stabbed me. I would leave here if maybe they shot, like, through the door or something. Or the third is, like, if they threw a grenade. So those are only three scenarios I would leave.
Steve,
if they shut off my water,
no.
I would figure out a way to like, use my toilet water and,
I feel
like
seriously, if you had a grenade come through the living room, but it only blew up part of you, and you're like, well, I still have my bed over here.
I would.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I'd go to Home Depot and like, yeah. and then I'd be like,
Do you guys have any tarp?
Can you help me build this fucking makeshift wooden wall? I think I could, like, this will keep the mosquitoes out at night. And
you're
I think
going
I can
through
survive
tarp.
Another year.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Stevie Levy Show. There's like,
I'm coming
stuff
out of
debris.
My shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Shower curtain. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Back to another episode of Stevie Levy Show. So we're on episode 531, and I'm still living here without running water. There's no hot water. Do you know that I control the hot water here? And so I noticed that, because my neighbors never, like, fuck with me, but I noticed that one of my neighbors, like, the water tank turned off, so he was at my house real quick.
Mm.
Like, hey. So I was wondering if I could check the water tank. I'm like, okay, dude, relax.
Do you ever, you never prank them? Like, if you hear the shower running, then you turn it cold or something?
No. I don't mess with people's showers, man.
Hey.
There's some things you just don't do. You don't mess with a person's vehicle.
It's called etiquette.
It's called etiquette. You don't mess with a person's vehicle. You don't mess with a person's family. And you don't mess with a person's hot water.
Mm.
You know, you just, there's some rules set in place. What are you looking at? The holes on the ceiling? Dude,
yeah.
Go ahead. Since you looked up there, what's going on up there?
Well, that's where the termites were living, right?
Yeah, there's a fucking beehive up there.
Is there more? Brother.
You know, he's living off his, you know how rich Bob is. He's probably living off his, he's probably living like at his condo.
Oh my goodness.
And they have no idea I've been paying the same amount of rent here for 25 years.
Ooh.
That's why I haven't fucking moved.
Man.
Hey, dude.
I have missed you.
I have missed you too. This has been a real interesting episode, man.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was going to turn to this, man.
I mean, it
was going to be a break-in.
It's been, yeah. And you know sometimes
what?
You have to have break-ins to have breakthroughs.
You know what? I'm grabbing that bag.
Are you? Okay, get it. Okay, I'll stay on camera. I'll talk them through. I'll keep talking. Okay, so. So Steve, I guess, is going to go grab this mystery bag right now. I'm honestly a little bit concerned that the person's going to come back. Not that there's anything that's going to be necessarily anything crazy inside of the bag. There could be. There could be something crazy. We don't know. But it looked like it didn't look crazy dirty. The bag didn't look crazy dirty. So I just, if there's a human head in there, I don't even know what I'll do. I mean, it could be a number of things, honestly. Oh my goodness.
That's a big bag.
That's a huge bag. Oh God. It looks like it's been outside for a while, dude. Are you sure it's, is there stuff in it? I don't.
except bed bugs. Watch out, dude.
There's a fucking decapitated head.
Dude, I said that while you were out there.
There's nothing in here. I'm putting it back.
The big one.
What?
Yeah, the big zipper on top. On top.
Here. You know, I don't. This one. What if his head pops out? I'm here.
Dude. Nothing. Nothing, huh? Oh, don't. Let's maybe shake it outside. Yeah, I don't see anything, dude. I'd put it right on back. This podcast is off the rails. Oh my goodness. Shout out to my brother Stevie Weeby. Make sure you're leaving a like and a comment below and you're subscribed to his channel. All right? Make sure you're doing that for my brother. He's working real hard right now. He's juggling, trying to get people to not break in to his surrounding units, and his neighbors are outside screaming and stuff. He's being a superhero. So show some love to my brother, Stevie Weeby, in the comments. Who's who are you talking to?
Come on in. Oh, he's scared. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Hey, who are you just talking to?
Oh, a dog, my neighbor's dog. Oh, my gosh. Know. All right, so thanks. That about wraps it up. Thanks for. Do you want to?
Is that the end of the podcast?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know.
I'm so shell-shocked.
I'm so freaked out right now. This is the last thing I thought was going to happen. I thought we're going to shoot the shit, go down, take a walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
I didn't think that there was going to be a fucking intruder, and then like she's calling the cops and. Well, I can't get to hold of Craig.
It's been an eventful one.
I don't even know how I'm gonna edit this. It's like it's so crazy. Like,
no, just leave it kind of as is. Just chop where the technical difficulties happened. Like,
should I turn up the volume when she's yelling, Steve?
Oh yeah,
Steve.
Oh yeah, dude. Absolutely.
That's insane. You know, yeah. It kind of reminds me when the remember the plumber came in that one time. You know what's crazy? When Ryan was here. Scissor Bros. Ryan, something like this happened.
And it's never happened.
Yeah, it's never happened. So you and Ryan, it's these two motherfuckers, man.
We're putting that energy out there.
Whenever you guys come here, something crazy
happens.
Should
we try to call Ryan right now?
No. What if it's Ryan that broke it? Oh, and it was a setup. You're like, see?
See?
We wanted to mix things up to get views for you guys.
Shout out to Ryan. Game Changer.
Shout out to Game Changer. We love you. We still owe you Korean barbecue.
Love you. I mean,
how are we doing on time, by the way? I know there's a lot of...
We're scatterbrained. We usually wouldn't be asking what
Sorry. No, so can we...
She's like, you did a podcast.
Can we plug some of the positive things you're doing? You stand up on the spots... Any future comedy work specials you're working on?
Sure.
And you sketch whatever you want to do. Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look out for first of all. I don't know when it comes out, but it's called Downtown Bus, starring Danny Trejo and Eric Roberts, Steve and I. That's the movie that we are in together. That's very exciting. And then yeah, Stand Up on the Spot. I release new episodes every other Monday at youtube.com/@standupots. Mm-hmm. It's with some of the
I'm
best
proud
comics
of you
in the
that
game.
You've been keeping that up, brother.
Thanks, man.
I'm proud.
Just hit episode 50, man.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't realize you do a lot behind the scenes. You kind of have to see it to believe it. Like, you show up there early, and I mean, there's a lot involved with hooking up all the wires.
A big part of it is. Yeah, I'm directing all these. So, mm-hmm. And it's with the crew. So,
shout out to Chris too, our main man.
Oh,
Chris
McMillan.
Chris McMillan, we love you, brother.
He DP'd Stand Up on the Spot, and he did of our Scissor Bros like live stuff, a lot of that stuff on the road, along with Gage T Arena and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Stand Up on the Spot every other Monday. On Fridays, it may or may not be your jam, but I do a podcast called Trailer Tales where I do a character called
Dave
Gunther.
You prefaced it.
Well, you know why I said that.
It might not be your jam. Oh, because they're going to compare to Scissor Bros.
Of course, always. Because it's in that Friday time slot of where Scissor Bros was. So that, for me, That was the main. That was the rough transition right away because people are like, either people dig it and they really have gotten into it, or they're like, I hate this. This will never replace Scissor Bros. And I'm like, I get it. You know, it's like, it's a completely different flavor of comedy.
Yeah.
Like what we did was like, you and I got, you brought the real out of me a lot.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And this is a lot
And it
of,
got real.
And it got real a lot.
It got real.
And it got,
and raunchy. It got real and raunchy sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is like silly, more riffing and
yeah, riffing.
And
more character.
Like and very character-based.
It's character-based, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Stand Up on the Spot and,
they seem like
and
nice
Trailer
people.
Tales.
What's her name?
Chelsea Lin and Libby Higgins. Yeah, they're amazing
people. How did
people.
You meet them again?
I met Chelsea Lin originally through my buddy Josh Wolf. I did one of his podcasts.
They seem like good peoples, man.
They're really good.
I'd like to meet them once.
They love you, honestly.
I would just like to meet them once and be like, hey, it's
will you do me this? Because yeah. This is something that people have been asking
go ahead,
nonstop.
Go ahead.
The next, we record sometimes in Nashville and we record sometimes in LA.
Yeah, let's do it.
When we record in LA, will you come on as a character?
Absolutely. Yeah. Can I wear the, only if I can wear the mole teeth?
You can wear the mole teeth or you can wear one of the mullets or something like that.
I need to wear one something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We'll figure out
I
what the character
teeth.
Is.
I need some teeth.
Okay. We can get you some teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then YouTube.com/Jeremiah Watkins. I tour
yeah.
a lot. So if you're wanting to see me live, JeremiahWatkins.com.
Do people
for
still
tour
do
days.
Scissors in the crowd?
They do. And I always do it back.
Oh, still?
Still. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that's the thing. I stress. I'm like, dude, it's Scissor Bros for life. We may not be doing the podcast in that capacity, but Steve and I will be Scissor Bros forever.
Dude, you live
we'll
right down the street.
It. To the people that have been negative towards Steve specifically, that is literally the opposite of what we strive for with Scissor Bros positivity.
Yeah.
So if you loved the show,
yeah,
just stop
I mean,
it. No, let me finish
go
this.
Ahead, go ahead.
If you... are being that negative. I know it's unfortunate that we're not continuing the show in that capacity. But if you're being negative, just be negative, that and you're considering yourself a big fan of Scissor Bros, you're not really, you'd never really cared about the show because we stressed every single episode about how to turn negative into positivity.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying it.
That's the thing is I try not to take things personally because I know that at the end of the day, I just know that they're super hurt that it's not around anymore.
For sure.
So I know that it might seem like they hate me, but in all actuality,
they love you so
they
much.
They love me.
It's
almost
like a little
like this,
puppy they're strangling.
It's like this love and hate thing, yeah, where they're like, you, oh, God.
Oh, one other thing I want to address because I've gotten a ton of comments about this. They're like, oh, you're farting way more now that you're not on Scissor Bros. You're doing more fart bits. You're like, really? Steve's fart corner wasn't okay, but you can fart on this other podcast? And let me freaking address this. There are so many comments about that.
Kaboom! It's there!
Let me stress this.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Dude, I get so many comments. Because my character, Dave Gunther, and even when I did SOS VHS as Golem, I farted into the mic.
Yeah.
I have always, look back at the footage of Scissor Bros, I have always said farts in the moment are funny. I did not want to play just audio recordings of the farts. I said, you got to send a video or be more creative.
Right.
I've always been for farts.
Wow.
I always think farts are funny.
I can't believe
but people are coming at me and I got to defend myself.
I can't believe you're defending your stance on farts right now.
Farts in the moment are funny, but pre-recorded, pre-taped farts where you're playing.
Because people sent them in, remember?
And I was like, send in a video, send in context. When we looped the farts,
that was
something
that
I was like, okay, we're making something unique
out
of it. I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. You got a fart on you right now?
Ooh, I wish I did. Maybe if I drank a little bit more bubbly.
Let's see if we can get one going.
Yeah, I don't know. Not so sure it's going to happen. But anyway. I just imagine.
Well, this is our challenge. This
just
is our
shooting
challenge.
Poop out the bottom of your shorts. Just.
Ooh. You know what would be a perfect ending to this?
What?
If the intruder comes in here and farts in the mic and leaves. Dude, that would be a perfect ending to this podcast.
That'd be a good one.
So, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, help support the platform. I am on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv.com/Stevie Weeby. Still playing Warzone. Come play with us. I'm with Tweak. We're with Tweak all the time.
Oh, heck yeah.
Tweak and them are on. And yeah, that's it. And subscribe, tune into the vlogs, and yeah. and support my brother here. And you never know what's gonna happen. Scissor Bros, you know, we're alive and kicking.
Yeah,
you know, we might not be podcasting every week, but you never know.
But there's always more room for scissors into the universe.
We're trying to be more positive. You know, like at the end of the day, we still got love for each other.
It's all love.
Yeah, it's
always always all love.
We'll end it with this. Let's do 50. 1, 2.
We're doing 50?
4, 5.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8. 25, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Love you, brother.
I love you, brother. Yeah. For life. All right.
Life, baby.
Join, 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 join. Look at that.
Time on this land, try cheating on the clock if you can't dismiss.